Thank you so much, brother, for that kind introduction.
谢谢你那么很好的介绍。
And thank you, dear church fellowship. It's a joy to be with you once again.
我很高兴再一次在教会里面跟大家有团契。
I actually began to feel a little bit sentimental as I was sitting here worshiping earlier in the service.
在刚刚坐在这里跟我们一起崇拜的时候，我心里面感情上也很有触动。
It reminds me very much of the church in which I was raised.
让我回想到我小时候的教会。
Except for the Chinese, of course.
当然我们不是说中文的。
But singing these great hymns of the faith really take me back.
唱这些信心的诗歌让我回想到以前。
Even the pews and those nice padded red cushions, I remember when we got the exact same ones in our church.
你们教区这个教会里面这个桌子上面有那个垫子的，红的软软的，跟我们以前教会很像。
So it's a joy to be with you and to fellowship together.
跟你们一起崇拜，跟你们一起有团契是很好的。
Let me invite you just to join your hearts with mine and let's turn to the Lord once again in prayer.
我们一起在主面前祷告。
Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the privilege of worshiping you.
天父，我们为了有特权来崇拜你，献上我们的感谢。
Lord, we ask that right now you would speak to us through your word.
主啊，我们请求你用你自己的话语向我们讲话。
To comfort to those who need comforting.
那些需要安慰的，你安慰他们。
But also, Lord, to challenge those of us who need to be challenged.
那些需要有挑受到挑战的，请你也挑向他们挑战。
And to be moved to a greater depth in following you as disciples.
所以让我们在跟随你做门徒往前迈进一步。
Father, we thank you for your faithfulness.
天父，我们为你的信实献上感谢。
And expect now to see you and to hear your voice.
我们希望能够看到你，也听到你的声音。
In Jesus' name.
靠主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, as I probably shared already, my wife and I have been blessed with three daughters.
我可能跟你们已经分享过，我太太跟我们很有福气，有三个女儿。
I paused there for a moment. I almost said three beautiful daughters.
我刚刚想停了一下，本来想说有三个漂亮的女儿。
Which of course is true.
当然这是真的。
But one time I said that, and someone came up. I was in Indonesia, and someone came up and offered me, I don't know, 12 goats for one of my daughters.
我一次在这个印尼讲到，我讲了这句话，有的人上来他要交给我12个羊，要换我的女儿。
But we have been blessed with three wonderful young daughters.
我们的的确确很有福气，有三个年轻的女儿。
I can remember years ago hearing that the relationship between a father and child, but also a father and daughter, is a very special one.
我以前听说父亲跟孩子们，尤其是父亲跟女儿之间的关系是非常特别的。
And I remember hearing that every child needs to hear three things from their father.
我也听说过一个孩子希望从父亲听到三件事情。
They need to hear, "You're my child."
他希望听到你是我的孩子。
They have that sense of belonging and identity.
给他们一种归属感。
They also need, of course, to hear from their father the words, "I love you."
他们也当然要希望听到父亲说我爱你。
And third, every child needs to hear from the father, "I'm proud of you."
第三点就是他们希望听到父亲说我为你感到骄傲。
And so with those thoughts in mind, I decided to do something for each of my daughters when they turned 16 years of age.
当我的每一个女儿16岁的时候，我就为了这些事情做了一件事。
I decided to write them a letter.
我写一封信给他们。
And to give that to them as a gift for their 16th birthday.
作为他们16岁生日的礼物。
And in this letter, I simply wanted to express in writing how thankful I was for them.
我借着写这封信，告诉他们我很谢谢他们。
I wanted to express my confidence in them and in God's work in their lives.
我对他们有表示我对他们有信心，神会在他们生命中工作。
I wanted to tell them, of course, how much I love them.
我当然也告诉他们我有多爱他们。
And finally, I wanted to express my desire to see them grow into mature women.
最后我希望他们成长到一个成熟的妇人。
Woman who would follow Jesus
是一个跟随主耶稣的妇人。
And use their gifts to also serve others.
用他们得到的恩赐来帮助别人。
Well, I want to suggest to you this morning that we have a similar letter here at the beginning of the book of Philippians.
今天我跟你们分享就是在腓立比书一开始也有一封像这样子的信。
I promised that when I would come that we would kind of take a series and go through the book of Philippians. So we're going to continue with that this morning.
我们今天继续的我们很严肃的来查考腓立比这本书信。
And so here we have the Apostle Paul writing a letter to the church in the region of Philippi.
这里我们有保罗给在腓立比地方的教会所写的书信。
Philippi was a city in the midst of a Roman colony in the midst of a Greek culture.
腓立比是在当初罗马帝国有关这个希腊地方的一个城市。
And a church with which the Apostle Paul had a very special relationship.
这个教会跟使徒保罗有特别的关系。
So as he writes to them, he's writing from the heart.
所以他写信的时候是他从心里面写的。
He's not writing as a boss speaking to his employees, giving some directive.
他不像一个主管给他几家雇工所写的信。
He writes more as a father sharing a father's heart with his children.
他写信是用一个父亲的心把父亲的心分享给孩子们。
And the letter here to his spiritual children begins with a word of thanks.
所以在给他的属灵的孩子们的信他开始说是谢谢他们。
And in particular, he's thanking the Philippians for their partnership or their participation in the gospel.
他特别想到腓立比的人跟他同心合意的兴旺福音。
Now, what does Paul mean by this?
保罗说这句话是什么意思?
Well, the word partnership here is the word in the original language, the word koinonia.
所以这个同工在这个希腊文的意思是 koinonia.
And it's a word that we usually translate as fellowship.
我们通常把它翻译成团契。
And this is going to be our focus this morning as we look at Philippians 1 verses 3 to 11.
我们今天早上的注意力就在腓立比第一章第三节到第十一节。
We want to see four truths here about fellowship.
在这里我们看到关于团契有四个真理。
And in particular, this fellowship that Paul refers to as a partnership or fellowship of the gospel.
在这里的团契也就是说对于福音一起的同工。
We've listed these points for you in your bulletin, so you can follow along.
我们已经把这四点给你写出来了，写在这节目单上面。四点。
And the first thing that we're going to see is that our fellowship is based on the gospel.
第一点是我们的团契是基于福音。
Paul again is thankful for the Philippians' participation in the work of the gospel.
再一次谢谢腓立比的人在福音上的工作。
Listen to how he expresses this in verses 3 to 5.
我们看从第三节到第五节他怎么样来表达。
I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always offering prayer with joy in my every prayer for you all, in view of your participation in the gospel from the first day until now.
我每逢想念你们，就感谢我的神，每逢为你们众人祈求的时候，常是欢欢喜喜的祈求，因为从头一天直到如今你们是同心合意的兴旺福音。
Dear friends, their fellowship was a fellowship of the gospel.
说亲爱的朋友们，他们这里的团契是在福音上的团契。
It was a fellowship that was based on proclaiming the truth of Jesus Christ.
他们的团契是建筑在怎么样去宣传
And true fellowship is like this. It's task oriented. What brings us together is our desire to see others come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. So the fellowship is not inward looking. It's outward looking. It's a fellowship of the gospel. When my wife and I were married many, many years ago, as is customary, we received lots of very nice wedding cards. And one of them in particular really spoke to me. This card contained a quote from a French author, Antoine de Saint-Exupéry. Some may know the book called The Little Prince. And a great quote that was on this wedding card, and it said this, it said, true love consists not in staring into each other's eyes, but together looking in the same direction. Now, we've all seen young couples for the first time in love. And they may be holding each other's hands and looking into each other's eyes. And we think, ah, how romantic. But actually, it can also be a picture of a rather immature love. Sometimes we even say, don't we, they're in their own little world. But a mature love we see in a couple who, yes, have a deep love for each other. But they're looking together in the same direction. Together reaching out to help others. And I believe, I'm convinced that that's how it should be in the church. Too often our fellowship has become just about us. And we've forgotten our reason for being. We've forgotten that our fellowship is a fellowship of the gospel. I want to share a story with you that I believe illustrates this in a marvelous way. The title of this story is The Fisherman's Dilemma. Now it came to pass that a group existed who called themselves fishermen and organized themselves into a club. And lo, there were many fish in the water all around. And the fish were hungry. Month after month and year after year, these fishermen met in their club to talk about their call to fish, the abundance of fish, and methodology on fishing.
So the 每一个月每一年, 这一些钓鱼的人, 他们在他们俱乐部里面聚会, 他们一起讨论, 有关鱼的生活, 有关鱼的需要, 跟钓鱼的方法。
Continually, they did research for new and better ways to fish.
他们也做了很多研究, 怎么样, 更新更好的钓鱼的方法。
They sponsored costly nationwide and worldwide conferences to discuss fishing, to promote fishing, and to brainstorm on fishing.
They 钓更多的鱼，怎么样来钓得更好。
Large training centers were set up and courses were offered on the need of fish, the culture of fish, and where to find fish.
他们设立了很多大的训练中心，研究鱼的生活，鱼的需要，跟怎么样钓鱼的地方。
Those who taught had doctorates on physiology, but had little experience in actual fishing.
这些教书的人，他们有钓鱼学的博士，可是他们缺少钓鱼的经验。
They just taught others how to fish.
他们只是教人家怎么样钓。
And those who were sent out to fish did exactly as those who sent them.
那些人把被他们派出去的人，他们就做他们被派出去的工作。
They organized more clubs.
他们设立更多的俱乐部。
They analyzed the fish and discussed what was necessary in order to catch fish.
他们分析这些鱼应该怎么样做才能钓到它们。
But one thing they did not do.
他们有一件事情没有做。
They did not fish.
他们没有去钓。
Imagine their hurt when one day a person suggested that those who don't catch fish are not really fishermen.
你就想一想，当他有一天听到有人说你没有钓过鱼的人不能称为钓鱼人，那个时候他们所受的伤害。
By definition, a fisherman is one who catches fish.
定义来讲，钓鱼的人是能够去钓鱼的。
Some of them began to advocate change and renewal.
所以有些人就开始提议他们应该要更新，要改变。
But soon they found out that a change of mind and tradition is no easy matter.
他们很快就发觉要改变一个传统和改变一个人的心不是一件容易的事。
Indeed, it is downright painful and threatening.
可以非常的痛苦，也有危险。
You see, dear friends, true fellowship involves fishing.
说朋友们，个真正的团契包括去钓鱼。
And our fellowship will be at its best when we're actively and sacrificially sharing our faith in Jesus Christ with others.
所以我们的团契应该，我们毫不自私的，我们可以牺牲，然后跟别人来分享基督。
Our fellowship is a fellowship based on the gospel of Jesus Christ.
所以我们的团契是建立在福音上的团契。
But as we read on in this passage, we see something else.
我们继续看的时候，我们发现有其他的。
We see that our fellowship begins in Jesus Christ.
我们也看到我们的团契是从耶稣基督开始。
Paul writes this in verse 6, For I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus.
保罗在第六节写，我深信在你们心里动了善功的必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。
So our fellowship of the gospel actually begins in Christ Jesus.
所以我们团福音的团契是从耶稣基督开始。
Now it's typical for us in our English language and English Bibles to make a terrible hermeneutical mistake here, an interpretive mistake.
所以就像很多英文的翻译在这里，它在翻译上有错误。
We're well-meaning, but we usually apply this to individuals.
我们虽然动机很好，我们把这个应用到每一个人身上。
And so we'll say to somebody, well, the Lord Jesus who began a good work in you, he will bring that to completion.
所以我们跟他说，我们的基督在你的身上开始动工，而且使你变得完全。
But the you here in this context is plural.
但在这里的这个你字是复数的，不是单数。
Paul's writing to a church, to a fellowship, and he's saying to the body that the Lord who began a good work in you will bring it to completion.
所以教保罗在这里把这个教会聚集在一起，跟他们说，神在你们心里动工。
Jesus is the beginning and the end.
所以基督是开始也是完结。
He's the Alpha and the Omega.
所以他是 Alpha 跟 Omega.
He's the author of our faith and the one who will perfect it, who will bring it to completion. Now this means two things. First of all, it means that Christ does not do all his work at once. I think we have to be careful not to develop a tourist mentality that demands instant results, instant satisfaction. You say, well, Pastor, what's my responsibility? Well, to be sure that you're committed to Jesus Christ. And the work that He desires to perform in you and through you in this fellowship. But we also need to be patient to give the Lord Jesus time to do His work. I have a very good friend who is a missionary in the Middle East, and he's sharing Christ with Muslims. And he was sharing with me what it's like. And he said, Scott, it's not uncommon that it'll take me 7 years to lead someone to Christ.
Seven years?
We kind of think that, you know, we're going to give somebody a little tract and boom, they'll just come to Christ just like that. But he says, no, you don't realize. He said, I have to spend time building a relationship and studying the Bible with these men. And he said, when we began, he said, the Quran is here and the Bible is here. And Muhammad is here and Jesus is here. And as we study both books together, my friend tells me that what begins to happen over time, over years, is that eventually the Bible is here and the Quran is here.
所以经过几年的时间, 这个圣经就会升高,
and eventually Jesus is here and Muhammad is here.
到最后, 耶稣在上面,
and eventually they get to a place where they can even confess that Jesus is the Son of God.
到最后,
it takes time. But the Lord Jesus is still at work building His church. And that brings me to my second thought here. That with Jesus there are no unfinished projects. So don't give up on your fellowship or the work of the gospel. Don't become discouraged. With Jesus, there are no unfinished projects. When I was a kid, I used to, I don't know if it was, I think Saturday afternoons or something like that. Why I was home on a Saturday afternoon, I have no idea. But I would turn on the television to maybe public television. And there was this artist, and he was an old German guy with a really thick German accent.
Yeah.
And this guy would fascinate me because he'd have this canvas. And he'd take his paint and he'd pick up a brush and go, we slap a little paint on here. All over the place. They would take some other tool. I didn't know artists use other things, and he would begin to scrape and move things around. And he'd say, and we take some more paint and we slap it on here. And I think I watched this guy because I thought he was a complete fool. Okay, who's this crazy guy slapping a bunch of paint on a thing? And I thought, you know, this is not going to amount to anything. And he would keep going, and we'd push this here, and we'd slap some more paint here. And suddenly, before my eyes, there would emerge this beautiful landscape. Or a beautiful stillscape. I was amazed. Because 5 minutes ago, it just looked like a bunch of paint slapped up on a canvas. But he knew exactly what he was doing. Sometimes I think we look at our fellowship and we think, oh, what a mess. Oh, just a bunch of paint slapped up on a canvas. But dear friends, the Lord Jesus knows exactly what He's doing. And He's shaping us into a beautiful picture of what He can be and do in and through our lives. Our fellowship is based on the gospel. Our fellowship begins in Jesus. And is perfected by Jesus. But third, I want you to see as we read on that our fellowship brings love for one another. Let's look at verses 7 to 8 and listen to the Father's heart. For it is only right for me to feel this way about you all because I have you in my heart. Since both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, you are all partakers of grace with me, for God is my witness how I long for you all with the affection of Christ Jesus.
我为你们众人有这样的意念，原是应当的，因你们常在我心里，无论我是在魂所之中，是遍明证实福音的时候，你们都与我一同得恩。我体会基督耶稣的心肠，切切地想念你们众人，这是神可以给我做见证的。Here
we see something of the Father heart of Paul. And we see how this fellowship results in a genuine care and affection, a genuine love for one another. Now, this love isn't something that can be manufactured in a classroom on a Sunday afternoon. It's the kind of love that's forged in the furnace of life. It's the kind of love that comes through working together, being involved together in the work of the gospel. It's the kind of love that comes when we are committed and we do practice the song 50 times. It's the kind of love that's forged, if you will, in the trenches. But we see the results. A genuine concern for one another. And although I am not aware of the details of the situation, I love hearing that expressed for the sister who's in need here in this fellowship. And we also see in these verses that this love produces a desire to be together. As Paul says, I long to be with you. And you know, this kind of love is extremely attractive. I may have told you this story already, but bear with me if I have. But years ago when we were in Germany, there was a young man called Norbert, and I was sharing Christ with this young man. He was a very intelligent guy, and he had a lot of philosophical objections to the gospel. But one day he told me, you know, Scott, there's something that makes me think that what you're telling me might just be true.
他有一天他跟我说, Scott, 我有时候想,
he said, as I've been coming to the Bible school, you don't know this, but I've been watching the way people interact with each other.
他说,
and he said to me, you people actually really love each other. He said, I've never been in a place like that where people really care for each other and love each other. And he said, I still have lots of questions philosophically about the gospel. But as I see the way you love each other, it makes me think it may just be true. What a great testimony. If somebody would walk into this fellowship and say, it was the love that I experienced and saw here that led me to Jesus Christ. Well, there's much more that could be said there, but it says the love of the Lord Jesus Christ is poured out in our hearts through the Holy Spirit, that love is then expressed in the body. And there's one further important point that I think we see in these verses. And that is that our fellowship, this fellowship of the gospel, builds spiritual maturity.
Verses 9-11.
And this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in real knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve the things that are excellent in order to be sincere and blameless until the day of Christ, having been filled with the fruit of righteousness which comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God.
使你们能分辨是非，做诚实无过的人，直到基督的日子，并靠着耶稣基督结满了仁义的果子，叫荣耀称赞归于神。
What does this mean? What is this saying?
这里说的是什么？
Well, I think one of the things it's saying is that a fellowship of the gospel, a fellowship that is forged by our work in sharing Jesus Christ,
就是关于福音的团契，也就是我们要跟人家分享主耶稣基督的事，
will result in our spiritual growth and development.
会带领我们在属灵上的进展。
And I believe we know this to be true from experience.
从我们经验我们知道这是真实的。
We grow the most spiritually when we're the most actively involved in sharing our faith.
当我们很 跟别人分享我们的信心的时候，我们自己属灵的成熟就开始成长。
It's very logical, isn't it?
这是很合乎逻辑的。
I mean, you're sharing your faith with someone, they ask you a question you can't answer.
你跟别人分享福音，你的信心，他问一个问题，你不能回答。
Has that ever happened to anybody?
有没有发生过?
Happens to me all the time.
常常发生过。
And what do I do? Well, it drives me back to Scripture and to searching out an answer, and I begin to grow.
So, 我该怎么办? 我回到圣经里面, 我去找这个答案, 我也就借此成长。
And so Paul's praying here in particular that the church will grow in two ways. Because what happens is when our fellowship just turns inward, when we stop sharing Christ and stop reaching out, we just tend to dry up and to stagnate. And so he says, I want to pray that your fellowship will continue to grow and to abound in two ways. First, he says, I'm praying that it will mature in love. What we just talked about. And not only that our love will abound for one another, but that will become evident. That the world will take notice. One of the authors who had a profound impact in my life as I was a young man is a guy by the name of Francis Schaeffer. He's now gone home to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. But he wrote many books that had a profound impact in my life. And one of those books was entitled The Mark of a Christian. And in that book he says that the Lord Jesus Christ gave the world to judge our claim to being a Christian by the love that they see in our lives. And so Paul says, I'm praying that this love will continue to grow and increase and you'll mature even more in love. I think we know that this is always the mark of a healthy fellowship. It's when we forget that our fellowship is a fellowship of the gospel. That we start turning in on each other. Criticizing other fellowships. Getting all hung up on minor doctrinal issues. That end up causing divisions and hurt. Because we've lost sight of Jesus Christ. And our task of sharing the gospel of Christ with others. And when we get back to that, it's amazing how love increases. But love on its own is not enough. And so Paul prays, I'm also praying that you'll grow in discernment and in Christian character. He's saying, I'm praying that you'll grow in real knowledge and discernment. So that you're able to recognize and accept and lay hold of those things that are true and profitable and will result in your being edified. But you see, friends, these two things go together. Truth without love is brutal, it's harsh. And it turns people off. And there's a lot of Christians, I believe, today that are turning off a lot of people because we just keep coming at them with brutal, hard truth without love.
我相信现在有很多基督徒就是这样，他们使人离开了道，因为他们只是把这个严厉的真理讲给人听。
On the other hand, love without truth is, well, naive at best and dangerous at worst.
假如我们只有爱没有真理，那当然比较天真，可是也很容易失败。
It's not just saying, well, why can't we just all love each other and get along and, you know, it doesn't really matter. It's all the same.
所以我们可以说啊，我们彼此相爱，什么都无所谓。
The two belong together, love and truth.
所以爱跟真理要连在一起。
And I believe for this reason, we never need to apologize for our sincere and blameless character.
所以为了这一点，我们不需要为我们假如诚实的心，我们不需要道歉。
Because people out in the world are hurting.
外面很多人在伤痛。
We all know what it's like. We know what it's like in our schools and in the workplace.
我们知道在我们学校里是什么状况，我们工作地方是什么状况。
We know how mean, how harsh people can be.
我们知道人怎么样的严厉，怎么样的痛害。
We know how tough life is.
我们知道生命是多痛苦。
And others are feeling the same thing.
别的人也同样的感受。
And they're looking for something different.
他们在找一些不同什么新的。
Sorry. And when they meet a fellowship that's loving and embracing, they're attracted to that.
他们会受到一个彼此相爱、互相吸引的团体的吸引。
I'm convinced that a lot of people are fed up with the garbage in the world and they're looking for something different.
我相信很多人对这现在社会已经受不了，他们愿意改变。
One of the great joys that my wife and I have is just to try to be a light to our neighbors.
我太太跟我，我们最希望的就是在我们的邻居当中能够做光。
Not to come and knock on their door and with my Bible and say, you need Jesus.
我们是说到他家来敲门，带着圣经说你需要耶稣。
Because we all know what's going to happen if I do that, right?
假如我这样做，你知道后果会怎么样？
Boom, they'll slam the door in my face. But when we just take time to talk, to ask them questions, often we do this, my wife is great at this, a neighbor will share something that's going on. And she'll say, can I say a prayer for you? And they'll say, would you do that? And it's just a marvelous way to begin to show the difference that Jesus makes in our lives. And eventually then to earn the right to come. And say, can I tell you a little bit more about my Lord and Savior? And so I'm praying that your fellowship will grow.
所以我祈求你们的团体要成长,
in love,
在爱里面成长,
and in this blameless Christian character.
And also, 也同样的, 在这个无可指责的基督的,
So what's the fellowship of the gospel mean?
什么这个, 基督的团契的福音的团契是什么意思？
It means that we stay committed to our task of proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ.
所以我们委身要去宣扬主的福音。
It means that we stay focused on Jesus, who is the author and perfecter of our fellowship.
我们要集中在基督的身上，他是我们福音的作者跟完成者。
It means that we stay committed to one another.
也就是我们彼此互相委身,
and that together we're committed to growing spiritually,
我们在一起在属灵上成长,
so that our love may abound,
这样我们的爱就会丰满,
And we can lay hold of and live in the reality of those things that are indicative of the righteousness of Jesus Christ. May the Lord bless His word to us today. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word to us. Father, I thank you that we have this wonderful example of the Apostle Paul writing to a church family that he loves. And we find in his words of thankfulness points that help us to stay on track. And remember that our fellowship is primarily a fellowship of the gospel. Lord Jesus, please forgive us for those times when we've lost this. And bring us to that place, Lord, where we once again are characterized by sharing our faith in Jesus with others. Lord, we can't do this on our own. We need you. We need your love. And we need your power. And so, Lord, would you come and fill us? And use us to make an impact in the lives of others. Lord, we pray this not for our own glory, but for yours alone. In Jesus' name.
主耶稣基督